Last month, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional a section of the state's oil and gas law, Act 13, which lets companies take private land for some natural gas projects. That's called eminent domain. It was a unanimous decision with implications beyond Pennsylvania, and Zara Hirji reported on it for Inside Climate News. She joins me now by phone. Zara, first, why did the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rule this part of the state's oil and gas law unconstitutional? What was their rationale?
This section that I focused on essentially let companies broadly seize private land for underground natural gas storage. What their decision said is you can't assume that these kind of projects are in the public good. For a project to get the authority to use eminent domain, to take private land, means it has to be in the public good. To take private land, to make money, you know, for a private purpose, they didn't see how that was in the public good. And so that's why they struck it down. But, you know, this potentially raises larger questions about what it could mean for other fossil fuel projects that similarly, you know, might be using eminent domain in the state.
Right. Your piece for Inside Climate News is largely about this decision's implications for one of the biggest pipeline projects in Pennsylvania, the Sunoco Logistics Mariner East 2. So how could that be affected?
The Mariner East 2 pipeline is what's called a natural gas liquids pipeline. So it would transport drilling products such as ethane or butane that could be used for, say, lighting fuel or heating fuel. And this is one of the few types of pipeline types that I guess state regulators have the authority to sign off on eminent domain, similar to underground natural gas storage products. And there are dozens of landowner lawsuits against this pipeline for the company's use of eminent domain. Some of the arguments that the justices make could be relevant, that the justices will kind of be able to now refer to this existing decision when they're now looking at these other cases having to do with Mariner 2 that are already working through the courts.
So this is a big win for environmentalists and property owners, right? What are the plaintiffs saying in this case?
Yeah, one of the lawyers from the case who I spoke with, John Smith, essentially said that the justices agreed with them on all of their major points. I also spoke with one of the plaintiffs, one of the town officials, where many different towns were part of this case, and he was just thrilled. There are so many different pieces of this law that were being challenged, so it's hard to kind of tie it down to any specific ruling because there is also a section having to do with doctors and restrictions that they would possibly have in terms of communicating about fracking chemicals. Mostly people are overjoyed.
Yeah. What about the oil and gas industry and other defendants in the case? Have they responded?
This was a case where the primary defendants were the different departments of the state. So environmental regulators, the state's attorney general's office, the Department of Environmental Protection. So the environmental regulators said they're still reviewing the decision. The oil and gas industry, I had reached out to Sunoco Logistics, for example, to see if they would be willing to comment on what this would mean for their pipeline, and they did not provide a comment.
So what do you think this decision says about eminent domain fights over pipelines or other infrastructure that are happening not just in Pennsylvania, but around the country?
You know, I spoke to a bunch of different lawyers who were part of this case and who weren't part of the case. And what they told me, looking at the justice's decision and the section on eminent domain was many pages, you know, that they were really interested in looking at this issue. So in terms of future cases in Pennsylvania, I think there's an interest from the justices to kind of explore this issue more. As part of the larger movement, you know, this is just the latest win on eminent domain for private property owners in the country. And there are so many different fights happening, whether it's specifically on pipelines, but on other fossil fuel infrastructure projects. Activists, landowners are pushing back on these big projects in every way they can, and they're increasingly turning to eminent domain as one of the ways to do that. You know, I think a lot of environmentalists and landowners were really bolstered by the success and the people who were pushing back against TransCanada's Keystone XL pipeline. You know, that's really where a bunch of landowners in Nebraska, for example, had pushed back. And I've been told by activists that every time there's a win in one state, it absolutely energizes them and the landowners they're working with in another state.
Well, Zara, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Zara Hirji is a reporter with Inside Climate News. A link to her story and a map of Pennsylvania and Ohio pipeline projects are at our website, AlleghenyFront.org.